Take your Bibles tonight and turn to Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Title of my message tonight is Let's Just Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Before I start tonight, does anybody have a testimony? Anybody have a praise that they want to share? Yes, Ronnie.
I am extremely grateful to the Lord that I was not hit by lightning today. And it was a very scary experience. Scared my doggy more than me, but a thunder crack happened out at our house. But right before the big one, I was getting a grill ready for lunch and could hear the zzz, and then something like a firecracker pop. I saw a blue orb over to the side and probably picked up off of our garden fence. And then the boom, the big one hit. And I'm thankful to God.
Yes, I'm thankful to God too. Okay? That He protects us in spite of ourselves. That's great. Anybody else have a testimony?
It wasn't raining yet.
Huh?
It wasn't raining yet.
Yeah, but lightning can hit up to 20 miles away from a cell.
There was nothing going on yet.
God protects us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else have a testimony? Yes, to Teresa.
Well, we had a little scary moment. We were in the middle of nowhere, and we've been in the middle of nowhere, and the car didn't break down, but when it did, it was just like, oh my gosh, what do? There's nothing here. And people were so, they were so gracious, and they were Southern people. They came out.
Boy.
Southern people. The Eastern people were terrible. We were headed to New York. And if it was,
I will get the last word on this one.
If we would have went to New York and this would have happened, because we stopped in some scary places in New York. So we're just thankful that we were in the right place at the right time, and they had a battery. They had a flood, and they said the battery was on the top shelf, and if it would have been on the lower shelf, we wouldn't have had a battery.
Yep, so because the flood would have been it.
The flood would have got it. So we met some nice people, and we were safe, and we were protected, and we were blessed.
That's great. Now, she's defining nowhere as being outside of Texas. Okay, so the issue is that there is life outside of Texas. There are people there. They may even be Southern. Okay. There is life out there. No, they were in Kentucky when this happened. And you've foreseen all the flooding that they've had up there because they've had a tremendous amount of rain. My mom's been saying that they just rain all the time. So that's wonderful. And you know, God provides the last one, the last battery in a town.
On the top shelf.
On the top shelf. Yeah. Protected from the flood.
Yeah.
God had a need for it.
That's right.
He knew what it was. Jay, you have something?
I wanted to say the Roe v. Wade.
Amen.
That's something that we need to be thankful for. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I believe that's from God. And
that's right.
I believe that God has given our country one more chance. I really do. Let's not blow it. Amen. Anybody else?
I just want to praise the Lord for the way He's kept my mom and dad. You know, I've talked to a bunch of people, read a bunch of things, and everyone wants to tell you how people that get dementia, you know, they get hateful and they get horrible. And my mom, through it all, has continued to praise the Lord. Has continued to, you know, say how good He is. And it's just watching her and my dad, I mean, talking to her before church, she forgot who I was, but she knew where I was tonight.
Ah.
You know? Sometimes she forgets what her name is, but she never forgets the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. While we were there, we watched at night to calm her down, they turn on Gaithers or gospel singing. My mom might not remember who she is, where she lives, but she can sing every single gospel.
Yeah.
Every single
in alto.
Word for word in alto.
Wow.
It was amazing to watch, you know. She'd had a really bad day. She it was a bad day. And we turned that on and immediately she started singing every word, and she'd look at me and she goes, "Whew, they can sure sing those songs, can't they? I said, they can. She goes, oh, that's just praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it's just, you know, it's just amazing to see how God has kept his hand on them through all of it.
Amen. If you ever get an opportunity to visit Rock Mims, sing a hymn.
Yeah.
Sing a hymn. He'll start singing right along with it, and it's really an encouragement to him. Yeah. Katie, you had something?
We were praying for Cassidy with her research project, and the pigs didn't come through, but one of the other professors has a project going that Cassidy had worked on about 3 years ago and brought her on board and said, work with me on this one. And so she's working on that one, and it ties into the one from 3 years ago, so she should be good to go.
That's awesome. God makes a way. Anybody else? Very good. In Psalm 150, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You know, we need to constantly reflect on how good God is to us. Amen?
Amen.
And we need to praise Him for that. And I did want to take a time for these testimonies tonight to see that God works. God works in His people. Tonight I have a very short message on what should we praise God for. There are 3 points, and you'll probably figure the other two out as I get to the first one. We need to praise God and praise Him for our past blessings. In Isaiah chapter 28, verse 1, it says, O Lord, Thou art my God. You know, everybody that talked about this tonight had God as their God. And it says, O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. What we need to do is we need to recall past blessings. Remember answers to prayer. Miracles that took place. Recall even the smallest details. You know, some of the biggest blessings I've had has been when God's worked in a little way. And work something and say, oh, that was really, really neat. We need to remember the small details and the circumstances regarding our prayers and how they were answered. In Psalm 103, verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. The big things and also the little things. In Psalm 136, verses 3 and 4, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. If you want some encouragement, go read Psalm 136. Because there's a whole list of things that God has done. And they're praising Him and they're thanking Him for this. And that's Israel doing that. But you know something? Israel forgot. And you know, the issue is we need to recall. We need to put this in our memory and understand that God's good all the time. And He's been good in the past.
Amen.
So we need to recall past blessings. And then we need to praise the Lord for those blessings. You know, as time goes on, I feel people can become more ungrateful. If you raise kids, sometimes you feel as those kids turn into teenagers and they turn into adults that they're not grateful anymore. We need to understand what God has done, and we need to be grateful for that. We need to be grateful and give thanks for the many blessings that He's bestowed upon us. In Psalm 63, verses 1 through 4, it says, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. So the psalmist is there saying, I've seen this. Am I witness to God working in other people's life, working in the sanctuary, working in the world? Because of thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall what? Praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. When Hezekiah was given basically a death sentence from his illness, you know, his prayer was, God, how can I be in the grave praise you? And God honored that prayer and gave him 15 more years. But then Hezekiah forgot. Hezekiah forgot. We need to recall the past blessings. We need to praise him for those blessings. See, remembering inspires faith and brings new hope. In our youth class, we're going through the book of Daniel. And today we went through Daniel chapter 8. And it's the prophecy about the ram and the goat. And this was written about probably 600 BC or so. And that goat with the horns, Alexander the Great, he hasn't been born for 250 years in the future. The Greeks had not even been a country yet. And yet Greece is mentioned by name in the Bible. We need to understand that all these things have happened. History is his story. And we need to understand those things that happened in the past, because God said they're going to do, gives us hope of the future. Things that God has done for us in the past should give us faith and increase our faith and give us hope for the future. In Psalm 42, verses 4 and 5, it says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of what? Joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. You know, I find it very disturbing that people get sick and then they cry out and they ask for prayer. And boy, while that's going on, they're in the church, they're praying, they're doing that, and then God delivers the situation. And they're, where do they go? And where do they go? See, we need to recall past blessings. We need to understand and praise God for those blessings. It says here, and the psalmist is going through a hard time here. David's going through a hard time here. And he remembers these past things. And then verse 5 comes into view. And we say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieting me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, folks, the things that God has blessed us in the past should cause us to say, thank you, Lord, for doing those things. And it should encourage us to have faith in him, because we need to also praise him for present blessings. Praise him for present blessings. Psalm 145, verse 2 says this, every day will I bless thee. This morning we talked about a simple faith. And that issue about denying yourself and picking up your cross. What? Daily. The Spirean search the scriptures daily. This is a daily thing. Praise should be a daily thing. It should be part of our schedule. It should be part of our routine. Is to praise God. Every day will I bless thee. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. You know, unfortunately, some think they have nothing to praise God, the Lord, about. They look around at the circumstances and look around at things and say, there's nothing good going on here. But see, they need to understand that there is good, and look for good in their lives. This week, my Bible reading through the Bible took me through Lamentations. Lamentations is a cry out for basically prayers of Jeremiah after Jerusalem has been sacked by the Babylonians, by the Chaldeans. And he sits and he was left behind. He wasn't taken captive. Well, that's something to be happy about. He wasn't a prisoner. He was the Babylonian. If you read the story of Jeremiah, that God blessed him, kept him there. He was the prophet that was still there in the country. God never leaves his people without his word. Boy, there's things to be thankful for. But Jeremiah is looking out at the city. He's looking out at the temple and everything's ruined. Everything's ruined. And in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 31, he says this. He says, "For the Lord will not cast off forever. There will be a better day." And, you know, we need to understand, we need to praise him every day. In the good times and in the bad, there will be a better day. In Psalm 94, verse 14, it says, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." Psalm 146, verse 2, While I live, will I praise the Lord. Unconditionally. Okay? "I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." We need to praise him for the present blessings. You know, I thank God that he gave me another day. Another day I can read his word. Another day I can serve him. Another day I can come to his house. Did you thank him for that? Should not forget all his benefits. You know, consider making a list. You know, if you journal, some people have quiet time and they journal, and that's perfectly fine. And I would encourage it. I start it and then I stop. But the issue is that, you know, we sing this song, "Count Your Many Blessings." And it goes here, it says, "When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, then what's the prescription for the ailment? Count your many blessings, name them what? One by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." Right. When you don't think God's doing anything, just sit back. Amen. And think of all the things you have. You have life. You have salvation. Amen. You know, you have a family. You have church. You have home. You have a job. You have health. Those are blessings from God. If it wasn't for his tender mercies, we would all be what? Consumed. That was written by Jeremiah too. So the issue is that, you know, we need to look for the good that's happening in our lives. You know, are you a person that's glass half full or glass half empty? If you're looking at it as a glass half full, then you're expecting something else. If you're thinking of glass half empty, you're saying, "Oh, these are going to be taken away too." No, we need to live a victorious Christian life. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So some think they have nothing to praise the Lord for, but they need to look at the good in their lives. Consider making a list. See, praise brings a positive outlook. It brings a desire to reach out, to inspire, to help, to share with others about the goodness of Christ, the simple faith that we preached about this morning. Psalm 34, verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth." You know, that's the present. If it's continually, it's now. It's now. And I appreciate all those that share their testimonies tonight. And Psalm 71 verse 8 says, "Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor," what? "All the day." Folks, if I get nothing else out of this tonight for you all, is that you'll think about God tomorrow. Amen. And you'll think about God in the morning, you'll think about God in the noon, you'll think about God at night. And then you'll think about Him on Tuesday. Not just when we come into God's house. God's here now. God's out there too.
Amen.
And we need to praise Him for past blessings. We need to praise Him for present blessings. Okay, here comes. Here comes. Wrong! We need to praise Him for potential blessings. Thought you had it, huh? Thought you had it. In Joel chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do what? Great things." He will do great things. You know, you expect the blessed according to your faith, so be it. In Matthew chapter 9, talks about a blind man. And he's waiting, he hears about Jesus. And he comes to Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want?" See, Jesus wants you to tell Him. He knows. But He wants you to tell Him. Because that's a testimony in the works. "That I may receive my sight." And so it says here in Matthew chapter 9 verse 29. "He touched. Then touched He their eyes, saying, according to your" what? "Faith, be it unto you." How many blessings do we miss because we're not looking for them? How many blessings do we miss because there's an opportunity for one and we don't take it? How many blessings do we miss because we just don't have enough faith? You know, don't save God for the big stuff. Save Him from all stuff. He's there for the little things and the big things. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things be added unto you." We need to look to the future with faith and anticipation. And we need to keep seeking, we need to keep reaching, and expecting the highest and best from God. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul writes a prayer to the church at Ephesus. In verses 20 and 21, it says, "Now unto Him that is able to do" what? See, you know the other thing about blessings, you need to be looking for them. The other thing about blessings, you need to understand that God could actually do them. See, some people have God in a little box. And if it's outside that little box, never work. God owns the box. God owns everything about the box. He's beyond where you can see. It says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above" what? "Above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." You know, the only thing that's limiting God in your life is you. You know, the only thing that's limiting praise to God is you. You know, the only thing that's limiting faith to God is you. The only thing that's limiting God to work through us is us. We need to surrender. "Unto Him be glory," in the church. Boy, if we get this right, folks, in the church,
right,
we could be a powerful influence in the world. "So unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Praise the Lord for what He is going to do.
Amen.
Do you know Him as your Savior? He's building a mansion for you in heaven right now. You believe in his Savior, he's going to come back for us. Amen. You know him as Savior? We're going to rule and reign with him forever. We'll have peace. You know him as Savior? You're going to a place where there's no more death, no more sickness, no more pain. And Paul says, I reckon that the present suffering in this life is not worthy to be compared to the glory that I'll see. Praise the Lord for what he's going to do. You know, a lot of us think that, you know, we're kind of like believing predestination. We don't have to get involved. You know, God says he's going to do it, so he's going to do it regardless if we help or not. God wants us to work. God wants us to work. You know, what would have happened to that paralytic man if his four friends didn't carry him to the house? What would have happened? What would have happened to the 5,000 if that boy had brought his lunch? See, we need to work to help bring it to pass. Set goals. The Lord can bring the impossible to pass. As I close, let's remember this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 18, it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do you have something to be thankful for in the past that God's worked? Praise him for that. Amen. Look for his blessings today. Expect his blessings tomorrow. Expect him to work in our lives, but allow him to work. Make yourself a vessel fit for the master's use. Amen? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, I just ask you this time of invitation. Father, if someone does not know you as Savior, Lord, tonight I pray that they would realize that you died on the cross for their sins. They would ask for forgiveness of their sins from you, and that you would give them the gift of heaven, which is eternal life. That you're buried and you rose on the third day. Lord, I pray for us, Lord, help us be grateful people. Help us be thankful people. Help us, Lord, to praise you and that you inhabit that praise. Lord, we thank you for all the things you do. We don't deserve it. But we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for our salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.